Thank you. Because it doesn't really have a key. But it has a melody and it has rhythm and it's kind of like a little dance. The form of it is, it's a rondo, which means that you have one theme that recurs several times throughout the piece. And the theme goes like this. that's the theme, and you'll hear that several times throughout the piece. And in between there will be contrasting material. We have some pizzicato sections in the middle, and then recurrence of the theme, and then more pizzicato and recurrence of the theme. So it's basically a five-part rondo. It's also written in a very strict canon form. So what I play, Nancy begins playing four measures later, and we just copy each other throughout the whole piece. So you hear the whole thing twice. So it overlaps. Okay? So here goes.
First of all, Tom said that I play the classic guitar, and that's not right. I don't read music too well. I'm gonna try anyway.
The first song we're gonna do, I think when I sing it, I think every time back to 1974 when Mary Hinderly gave a Vespers about the many-colored coat of God. And this one just always reminds me of that when I sing it.
Walking down the street, I met a friend. Her skin of gold and brown, suffering, with his head hanging down, one heart ruby red, one heart ruby red, one heart ruby red, beats the heart of men. Walking down the street, I met a friend. A friend with skin of midnight black, suffering, suffering, with the grief upon his back. One heart ruby red, one heart ruby red, one heart ruby red, beats the heart of men. Met a friend, a friend with skin of snowy white, suffering, suffering, he was holding up the wall with all his might. One
one is kind of classical. It's a Russian folk song. I'm not gonna sing it, I'm just gonna play. It's called Two Guitars. I know what the original name is. Written by one of the best composers and songwriters now working in the USA at the moment. I wrote it last June. It's kind of appropriate to the occasion. It's called Thank You. Next one I'm gonna play on my own. It's kind of a ragtime. It's called "Ringing Warm." Classical theme, it's the last one too. I think it's Spanish or something, it's called Romanza, and it was used as a theme for a movie called Jeux Interdits, which was quite famous, so this tune is quite famous too in Europe. Thank you.
plays the first two movements of the Bach Double Violin Concerto in D minor. And of course, there's a Dorothy L. Sayers quote for every occasion. This is from Gaudy Knight from the Inn. And Lord Peter and Harriet, having just solved the puzzle, but not their own, are going to a concert and are just on the road to at least getting a start on solving their own puzzle. And it's a concert at Balliol College at Oxford. Masters and graduates visitors. They sat huddled closely together on the backless oak benches, their elbows on the long tables, their eyes shaded with their fingers, or turned intelligently towards the platform where two famous violinists twisted together the fine, strong strands of the concerto in D minor. The hall was very full. Harriet's gowned shoulder touched her companion's, and the crescent of his long sleeve lay over the knee. Appropriate size, etc. Appropriate size, etc. He was wrapped in the motionless austerity with which all genuine musicians listen to genuine music. Harriet was musician enough to respect this aloofness. She knew well enough that the ecstatic rapture on the face of the man opposite meant only that he was hoping to be thought musical, and that the elderly lady over the way waving her fingers to the beat was a musical moron. She knew enough herself to read the sounds a little with her brains, laboriously unwinding the twine chains of melody link by link. Peter, she felt sure, could hear the whole intricate pattern, every part separately and simultaneously, each independent and equal, separate and inseparable, moving over and under and through, ravishing heart and mind together. Peter did get a little carried away at times. That really is lovely. She waited till the last movement had ended and the packed hall was relaxing its attention in applause. Peter, what did you mean when you said that anybody could have the harmony if they would leave up the counterpoints? Why, said he, that I like my music polyphonic. If you think I meant anything else, you know what I meant. Polyphonic music takes a lot of playing. You've got to be more than a fiddler. It needs a musician. In this case, two fiddlers, both musicians. I'm not much of a musician, Peter. As they used to say in my youth, all girls should learn a little music. Enough to play a simple accompaniment. I admit that Bach isn't a matter of an autocratic virtuoso and a meek accompanist. But do you want to be either? And we have neither here autocratic virtuosi, and the accompanist is hardly meek. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.